Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Equippers International Podcast. We're working our way through the book of Romans, and we're currently in chapter 12. And it's a blessing to read these passages because, you know, I was thinking about it in preparation of this episode. You know, the way Paul communicates in these practical areas, it's like a simple personal checklist of where we can see how we're doing, if you want to put it that way. And you know me good enough to know I don't mean that in a legalistic way. I just mean sometimes it's good for us to check where we are in our hearts, in our attitudes, and so many of the things that Paul talks about in these practical sections of Scripture. He does it in Romans and in 1 Corinthians and Ephesians and Colossians and Philippians. He's very, very careful to encourage people to make sure that what they have in Christ is making a difference through their lives. And it comes out in super practical ways. We don't have to over-spiritualize it. It's very, very practical. And Paul is very good at laying out the way we should operate relationally with one another in the body of Christ. So this section we're going to look at today in this episode, I'm going to read quite a lengthy passage. It's going to take us through to the end of the chapter. The reason I'm going to do that is I think sometimes these sections are so self-explanatory. I'm not going to do a lot of verse by verse picking around and doing word studies. I just think that sometimes it's so good for us just to soak in Paul's encouragement on how our interactive relational process in the body should look. So maybe as I just read it, it's more of a devotional time in this episode, and we just contemplate on what it is Paul's communicating and just reflect as something stands out to you, as the Holy Spirit uses it to highlight a specific area. So let me just read this passage. Maybe I'll make a couple of comments, but in general, I just want us to hear the instruction because it's always a beautiful, beautiful context to hear Paul's perspective on what life in the body looks like. Verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love and give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. And if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Wow, what an ethic for us to obtain to. Can you imagine our lives just permeating all these attitudes, loving without hypocrisy and actually hating what is evil and clinging to what is good? contributing to the needs of people around us and practicing hospitality in our homes and blessing those who persecute us. I mean, every attitude that Paul outlines in this passage is so countercultural. It's so counternatural in the life of a natural person, in a life who is operating in their own understanding, says, well, I'm just going to take this situation into my own hands, or I'm going to really get even with that person, or whatever the case may be. There's so many ways for us to check our motivation, for us to measure how are we really doing. And I'm not saying there's an ideal that we're going for. Jesus is the standard. Jesus operated in these ways. His life was characterized by all these things. He was not haughty in his own mind. He associated with the lowly. He never paid back evil for evil. On and on and on it goes. And the Lord just wants us to be permeated with these values. Now, just by way of one comment toward the end there, there is a verse that sometimes people wonder what it is Paul was referring to when he quoted that Old Testament passage where he says, but if your enemy's hungry, feed him. And if he's thirsty, give him something to drink. And it's as though you will be heaping burning coals upon his head. There are some interpreters, me being one of them, that would probably say this links back to where fire was a very, very precious commodity. And many times when you moved camps, so to speak, one location to another, you would take some heaping coals out of the bed of the fire and you would wrap them up in some type of thing that wouldn't burn necessarily for a short period of time, whatever that would be, but somehow you could transport those embers of coals. And many times people would carry them in their tunic on their head. And so many believe that that is a reference to actually a blessing, that it is though you're giving your enemy these burning coals on his head as a gift, so that when he arrives to his next destination, he'll have the limited commodity of fire available. That's one possible interpretation. I think it's probably the most accurate line of interpretation on that passage. But the point is, you're doing good to your enemies. And what a counter-cultural, counter-natural, counter-human perspective. And this is what the kingdom of God does. This is what being in the body of Christ does. This is what being unified with Jesus does in the life of a person. These values begin to permeate through our being, and we begin to operate in this way. So Paul doesn't consider these things to be too lofty of a measure in the life of a believer. He would expect it to be very normally characteristic in the lives of believers for them to be acting in these ways, because it's coming from the life of Christ in them. So I just want to encourage you, maybe go back and read through this passage. Now, I'm not going to make any other interpretive comments, so I'm going to just end this episode, and I'm actually going to read the passage again for our benefit, just to hear it. So just take a moment. Maybe relax, close your eyes, wherever you are, if you can, and just listen to the scripture. Listen to Paul's practical exhortation, the description of the life of a believer. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink. for in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Be strong and courageous, and love Jesus more.